Books on Tape presents The Immortal Game, A History of Chess and Its Consequences, by David Schenck, read by John H. Mayer. Caliph Ar-Radi was walking in the country and stopped in a lovely garden, replete with lawns and flowers. His courtiers immediately began to dilate on the wonders of the garden, to extol its beauty, and to place it above all the wonders of the world. "Stop!" cried the caliph. "As-Suli's skill at chess charms me more." Al-Masudi, 10th century. Prologue. Think of a virus so advanced it infects not the blood, but the thoughts of its human host. Liver and spleen are spared. Instead, this bug infiltrates the frontal lobes of the brain, dominating such prime cognitive functions as problem-solving, abstract reasoning, fine motor skills, and most notably, agenda-setting. It directs thoughts, actions, and even dreams. This virus comes to dominate not the body, but the mind. When 11-year-old Marcel Duchamp first played chess with his older brothers Gaston and Raymond in their home in the French village of Blainville-Crevon in 1898, the game seemed like a harmless distraction, an interesting way of passing the quiet nights in the Normandy countryside. A quick thinker, brimming with charm and confidence, Marcel excelled at most things and was well-liked wherever he went. Nurtured by his family's deep artistic roots and following in the path set by his older brothers,